Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Role-Based Access Control, Enhancing Security and Efficiency in Modern Startups. In today's digital world, startups must protect sensitive information while staying efficient. One of the smartest ways to do this is through role-based access control, RBAC. A simple system that controls who can do what inside your tools and software. It keeps your startup secure by limiting access to important data, ensuring that each team member only interacts with the tools and information relevant to their role. It also helps your team work more efficiently, since each person only sees and uses what they need. Whether you're using cloud tools or building a custom app, RBAC helps keep things safe and organized. What is role-based access control, RBAC? RBAC is like giving your team different keys to different rooms. You group team members into roles, like admin, manager, or support, and then decide what each role is allowed to do. This way, people only access what's necessary for their job. Why it matters for your startup. In fast-moving startups, it's tempting to give everyone full access to save time. But that can quickly backfire. Imagine a new hire accidentally deleting customer data, or someone accessing sensitive files they shouldn't. RBAC helps you avoid these risks by controlling access from the start. Benefits include better security. Only the right people see important data. Smoother onboarding and offboarding. Set up or remove access quickly. Regulation compliance. Meet legal data protection standards with less effort. How to set it up without tech jargon. If you're feeling overwhelmed, don't worry, RBAC can actually be quite straightforward. You don't need to be a developer to understand or apply RBAC. List your team roles. What jobs do people have? E.g., admin, sales, support. Decide what each role can do. Should they be able to view reports? Add new users. Change settings. Assign roles to people. Each team member gets the role that fits the job. Use the right tools. Many software platforms already let you set roles. For example, Google Workspace lets you choose admin levels. Project tools like Trello or Asana let you assign permissions too. Common mistakes to avoid. Creating too many roles. Keep it simple. Forgetting to update roles. As your team grows or changes, update permissions. Relying only on RBAC. Still use strong passwords and two-factor authentication. Real example. A small software as a service, SaaS, startup offering an online appointment booking tool for clinics had 10 team members. Everyone had full access. One day, a support representative accidentally deleted an important client file. They quickly added RBAC. Now, support can't access developer tools, and developers can't see private customer data. Problem solved, with less stress. Great tools that support RBAC. Even if you're not technical, your tools likely support access control. Google Workspace. Manage user permissions easily. Slack. Control admin settings and integrations. Trello, Asana, Notion. Limit what each person can do in projects. Custom apps. Your developer can use RBAC features in frameworks like Laravel or Firebase. As you grow, make a habit of reviewing access every few months to catch potential security gaps early and ensure that only current team members have the right level of access. Create new roles if needed and remove access for people who've left. If you go remote, double-check that only the right people are logging in. Final thoughts. RBAC isn't just for big companies or tech experts. It's a practical, easy-to-use system that directly supports your startup's need to stay secure and efficient, just as we explored in the beginning. It's a simple, smart way to protect your startup and help your team stay focused. A little effort now can save you from big problems later. Want help applying this to your startup? Contact Webmobile to build safe, scalable systems that work for non-technical teams. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please, subscribe and follow. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.